you have a child of varsity going stage or age, there may be a case for you to consider buying a property for the duration of their studies as opposed to renting. In some instances, you can find that what you'll pay in monthly rent for accommodation may not be that far away from what you'd pay for a monthly bond repayment. With rent, once it's paid, the money is gone, never to return again. But if you buy in the right location, a mortgage-funded property could accrue monetary benefits, with the monthly bond installments not really lost and a chance to make profit going forward. To break down what parents or carers need to consider in choosing to rent or buy, I'm joined on the line by Rob Stefanuto. He's the head of Dogon Group Properties. Thanks very much for joining us on the show, Rob. What are the demand-supply dynamics playing out in the student accommodation arena in the various cities up and down the country?
Well, you know, there's always been a shortage of student accommodation in terms of all the universities. And, you know, especially in the Western Cape, we tend to find that a lot of the older residences that were staples of the universities are no longer, you know, viable, and the cost of accommodation for students has risen quite dramatically.
Yes. So what sort of rental trends are you seeing in terms of the cost per month? And I guess factors like the size of the property, the amenities it offers, and even the proximity of the accommodation relative to the place of learning would make a difference.
Well, your accommodation will start, if you want to be by yourself, at about 4,500 rands per month. And, you know, if you're sharing, it can go to as much as 7,500, and these are, you know, apartments or specially set up potential student type residences that are privately run today. You know, it is extremely difficult to actually find student accommodation in many cases, and especially close to the better universities, where there is just an overall shortage.
Yes.
We tend to find that our rental department is inundated with requests for accommodation from November through December to January, where, you know, parents are suddenly realizing that they've got to put these youngsters up. And so what happens is they actually are scrambling to actually find something, and they're going through all the different channels, and it's difficult, especially considering in Cape Town, those are peak holiday months. So a lot of that accommodation is just not available to be secured for long-term rentals. And, of course, you want a situation where most degrees are running, you know, for a minimum of 3 years. So you want to find something where you can renew and you can actually settle your child into their life at the university.
Yes. Typically, when it comes to rentals for students, are they run on an annual basis, or can you try and secure a three-year deal?
The three-year deal is very difficult because obviously landlords want to make sure they get the maximum for their properties. So what they do is they generally either have high escalations or alternatively, they don't want to enter into leases that have ongoing renewals. I mean, just as an example, if you were to take a three-year degree, a parent would look, and this we've calculated without escalations, at about 387,000 rands for the accommodation during that period.
Sure. So if one is...
Now, if you take a six-year degree, you'd look at about 774,000 rands to house. You know, these are proper numbers that we're talking about to put your child through university, over and above all the other costs.
So if your child is doing medicine, they're going to cost you a fair bit.
They're going to cost you a fair bit, absolutely. and hopefully, they if they specialize, I mean, you're talking anywhere up to 9 years.
Oh, God. So if one is considering the purchase of a property to accommodate their child or children, what factors should be taken into account, including the crucial issue of being close to the place of learning?
You know, we've been working on this for many years, and we've developed products that actually work for this. For instance, our Foreshore Place product is designed that it's small. You can buy it starting at about 1,164,000, and it's a beautiful apartment. So your repayment on that, when you look at it relatively to what you could land up spending on rent, is not that much greater. And in fact, in some cases, it's on parity. Now, one of the other advantages of this, if you just want to take it in economic terms, is most students are not in Cape Town during the summer months or for part of that. So if you are in a position to actually purchase one of these properties, you would be able to, during those months, Airbnb it or get some additional income out of it. And I would advise any parent that is in this position that if you have a child and you think about it relatively, that for 3 to 6 years they're going to be in Cape Town, at the end of the day, you've put them on the property ladder by buying them a property, mm-hmm. and you've had, let's call it, a steady tenant for that period. That property would have escalated during that period, and they would now be sitting with something that is an asset versus a liability.
So if you take
a product like our Foreshore Place product, it's beautifully done. It's done in a Scandinavian style. It's very elegant, and over the long term, it will remain a good investment for yourselves or your child.
Yeah, it does make sense. But say if somebody's really seriously thinking about this, maybe they're thinking, but my child is only going to be at university for 3 years, 4 years max. Perhaps it's not so worth it. But when you give us the story of someone doing medicine or a longer, you know, many more years type of course, then it might be worth more their while if they're not thinking about the long-term investment.
Well, you know, it's obviously based on the economic ability of any of these consumers. And the truth of the matter is that the Cape Town market remains a lucrative market. So if you, and as I've said to you, if you are able to do this, and effectively the most difficult period of any investment probably is the first 3 years, where you've got to sort of play a little catch-up on the cost of rentals versus the value of the property.
Yes.
In this particular case, you tend to find, because of the limited availability of property, there's a very high percentage. So when we look at property, we base it on what we call the yield, which is the return that you get versus what you pay for it.
Yes.
Now, in these areas surrounding the university, those yields are much higher because of the high demand during certain periods of the year. And the other problem with just renting property is, as I've said, those students come back, may not want to be in Cape Town. They may want to go home. They may want to go on a holiday. So you're paying this high rental and they're actually not around for that period.
Yes. So just in terms of, I mean, whether you've got a child of university going stage or age or not, presumably from what you're saying, anybody could really get into this investment and do quite well out of it in the long run.
Well, we offer a product which is based on a tax incentive, where if you were to buy like 5 of these properties, you would get a 55% tax break on it, which is payable over a 20-year period, which is the period of the mortgage, and that's known as a 13 SEX deal. And these sort of investors, we tend to find, realize that there is a shortage of the smaller type accommodation. We actually produce and advise our development clients to produce this type of product specifically for this investment, simply because next year there will be another set of tenants, the following year there will be another set of tenants. So on an ongoing basis, you have these students coming in, and if you gear yourself up with a furnished unit that they can move straight into, that is secure, that retains its value, that retains its looks, absolutely, it's an excellent investment.
Mm. Given what you tell us about basically the scarcity of student accommodation, where the property development companies are, is there any investment being made to build more stock?
You see, one of the limiting factors of all of this is that obviously a student doesn't need a massively large unit. So we've pioneered these micro units in Cape Town, which are becoming more and more popular overseas, where they're small, but they have everything that someone needs.
Mm.
And one of the big problems is that many of the areas surrounding the universities are already established with residences. So it's very hard to find land that actually is ripe for development. So you've got to take a look at areas sort of within a 5 to 6 kilometer radius of any university. Today has changed the field of how we look at development. You know, in the past, we focused on building bigger units that our primary markets were designed for the family or the first buyer or so on. In this case, we've actually realized that in many cases, if you were to use this as a student's accommodation type setup, you are able to buy one of these units, put your child into it, pay the first 3, 4, 5 years of the mortgage, and then make sure they can go get that first job and they've already got something where they can just take over the mortgage. Obviously, the mortgage has decreased because you've been paying it for that period, and it becomes very economically viable. One of the benefits, obviously, to acquisition versus rental is the fact that as you pay the mortgage, the monthlies become less. While you rent, what happens is there's the automatic escalation and rents rise. So what costs 10,000 rand at the beginning of your child's education, by the end will be costing you 15,000 rand a month.
That was Rob Stefanuto. He's the head of Dogon Group Properties.